B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, and it's brought to you by Wendy's Breakfast Baconator. Yes, baconate in the AM with the Wendy's Breakfast Baconator. Yeah, it's all that bacon with a fresh cracked egg. Try one yourself this morning free with any breakfast purchase offer in the app. Always be baconating. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
The restaurant is coming. This is a really interesting new restaurant in Canton has historical ties.
Fun.
Yeah, opened.
You're excited.
I am.
Like it. Okay, Brian Bell.
I've got a restaurant story, too. We're going to end with some of the good stuff that happened at the end of the year.
That's good. And I've got some good news. If you're handsome and dumb.
Okay. Life is already pretty good.
No, it gets better.
Does it?
Stay tuned.
How is it possible?
You'll see. Okay, what's going on? Let's hear about
it. Remember
Canton.
Paul Revere?
Sure.
That guy?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a Paul Revere house in the North End, but he also lived in Canton. 02021, baby.
That guy really got around.
He did. And he started his copper mill. Well, on his copper mill and where he used to live, there was a Plymouth Rubber, that's what it's called, it's a rubber factory.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of that, they fancied it all up, and now they've refurbished the copper mill.
Yeah.
And on the first floor of the copper mill, Northern Spy, a new restaurant opening, named after not a Northern Spy, but the apple variety. Had no idea.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it just opened, and you know what? Everybody's really excited, but it's a pandemic, so it's like, oh my God. But they're open for takeout. And they're doing really well, and they have, like, amazing things on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, you know, very New England-y.
Yeah.
But some flatbreads that look really good that I'm going to get involved with.
There you go.
Yes.
It's called the Northern Spy. Well, hey, we're trying to help restaurants out these days. Whatever, you know, publicity
I'll
we can give
them. I know, I'll do my part.
You will do your part. You and your husband, Dave. Wow. Good. Yeah. All right.
Well, I don't know if you're helping out this much, but Haley, she's a waitress at the Grafton Grill. It's in Grafton. Go figure.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
No, it's not in Canton.
For New Year's, you know, we got some takeout for New Year's.
Did you? Did you go Chinese?
We did Chinese for Christmas Eve.
Ah, smart. Because it was insane, but I'll talk about that later.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But this waitress, Haley, at the Grafton Grill, nice family of four came in, picked up their $96 meal, and left a tip of $2,020.
Wow.
On the $96 check. So she ran over to she looked at all her coworkers. She's like, are you serious? This is for real? And it was for real. So that was great. She is donating part of the tip to the Why Me House, which supports families affected with cancer. And
I wonder if they knew her previously and they like her. And,
I don't know.
Or it's just a random.
Random. Jeez. 2020.
Pretty cool. Well,
they got the right gal, though. She's
Grafton.
Nice, go figure.
Girl.
That's great.
All right. Finally, if you're a good-looking dude who can't even do basic multiplication, be thankful for Tinder. Yes, because if you're single and you're ready to mingle.
Please don't multiply.
Yes, don't multiply, please.
That's funny.
But here's why you should. Here's why you should.
Oh,
according to a new study out of the University of Geneva in Switzerland, they're very smart there.
Yeah.
Dating apps have led to an increase in the number of couples that are, quote, highly educated women and lower educated men. Yeah, the dumb guys.
Yep. I had a friend who loved dumb guys.
Yeah. Because dating apps are so focused around pictures, that women can overlook a guy's intelligence, which is something they wouldn't necessarily be able to do if they met in person. So that first, I know what I would do. If I were single and I needed a profile pic, I'm doing what I did on our Facebook page. Just hold up a loaf of bread that I baked, and they will come.
That's what's going to do it for you.
I'm telling. That would be it.
Yeah, it
Look
works.
At that dumb
bread
guy holding some bread.
Dudes.
Yeah. So there is good news. Either bake or be dumb.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.